This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. And love is in the air. Congratulations to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. They are engaged. I'm guessing we'll get more information as time passes, and we will begin the show with the engagement of the royal couple. We got so much to get into. The Chiefs still need to get their roster all the way down to 53. We'll give you reaction about that. I'm not going to say that baseball season is over, but it certainly took a major hit yesterday as the Royals got the absolute beats yesterday from the Chicago White Sox. It is difficult to look more lifeless than the Royals did yesterday in a game that really, really mattered. We've got some NFL fun facts. We've got some news story. It is going to be a typical edition of The Drive. There's so many stories to get into. I appreciate you being here. Rob appreciates you being here. We are getting you ready for the start of the college football season officially with week one and also the NFL, which begins next Thursday. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Rob is here taking you up until 5:30 when we hand things off to Vern. Before we get into it, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you told two people to check out the show, but if you could just tell one individual to listen to the show this week, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. And number three, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place with five metro locations around town serving great pizza for over 25 years right here in the Kansas City metro area. Be sure to check out The Other Place and theotherplace.com. We will get to very serious sports things coming up momentarily, but right now we got to talk about the number one story in America, the number one story in Kansas City, and this is really an inspirational story. Some of you were thinking, what does this have to do with sports? And it's everything to do with sports. What's that Michael Jordan quote? Maybe it was Wayne Gretzky. Maybe it was Michael Scott. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'm sure some of you have young children who are just starting off their sports journey, or maybe they're not really into sports, but they have an aspiration to be something in life. And you have told them that you can't let setbacks set you back. You got to keep pushing. You got to persevere. You got to shoot your shot. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's the quote. 100% of the shots you don't take. Sometimes the worst thing that you can hear is no. That's not that big of a deal. You press on. You keep trying. You do your absolute best. You don't take no for an answer. I want to tell you the story about perseverance. I want to tell you the story about a man that had a dream, that had a goal, that had a vision for something bigger than himself. And they have taken us along for the ride. I want to tell you the story about a man who had his eye on a woman. He didn't know much about this woman, but he wanted to. And he made a public decree. I want to be with you. I want to get to know more about you. I want to be your friend.
If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number is in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one. She doesn't meet anybody, or at least she didn't want to meet me, so I took it personal.
She probably just hasn't gotten over the Super Bowl yet. She's a big Eagles fan. Maybe she just made something up and just didn't want to talk to you.
Damn it.
You know what? Right then and there, Travis Kelce could have hung his head. Right then and there, Travis Kelce could have given up. I wanted to meet this person. This person didn't want to meet me. I had a great plan. I had a vision. I was unable to execute my vision. But that's not what champions do. That's not what winners do. Winners find a way. Winners make a way. So you know what Travis Kelce did? He let the world know. I wanted to meet this person. I'm interested in meeting this person. Why don't you give me a call? Did you hear the confidence in his voice? That was the confidence of Steph Curry when he pulls up from half court and then turn around and get back on defense. That's the kind of confidence you need to pull the woman of your dreams. That's the kind of confidence you need when you walk in to a job interview. That's the kind of confidence you need when you ask your boss for a raise. We should all walk around with the confidence of a single Travis Kelce. You guys want to know how that story ends? That story ends in marital bliss. That's how it ends. Let's hear the story from her perspective. She is the most famous woman in the world. This is how she responded to one of the most legendary shoot your shot moves in the history of jump shots.
Did you give the friendship bracelets, or was that just on the podcast?
I've never seen
yeah,
the original.
They didn't leave the stadium because I was butthurt, Jason.
He threw a tantrum. He threw a man tantrum.
Get these out of here.
It's so funny.
My plan is ruined.
It was really more it was like the romantic gesture of it.
Fair enough.
Of the whole thing.
I had her at butthurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I haven't heard that since seventh grade. That's a throwback. But it was also kind of like we live in this day and age where it's like the most romantic gesture that anybody makes towards a girl is usually like their picture, DM them, whatever. And that's absolutely a romantic gesture in itself. But this kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me. Just meet me once. Just give me a chance.
So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, but if he's not crazy, then like this is basically like every song I've ever written since I was a teenager come to life.
Sometimes some of the most innovative people are called crazy. One day, somebody had the idea to make a phone with no buttons that could hold all of your pictures and music. Someone called that person crazy. That person changed the world. One day, somebody had the idea of, you know what? People are going to watch television on this. People called him crazy. One day, somebody had the idea of, you know what? Instead of traveling by sea, or instead of traveling from this car, what if we could fly to our destination? I'm sure they were called crazy. That's the kind of company Travis Kelce is now in. A football player that one day had a vision, a dream of shooting his shot at the most famous woman in the world. Now look at him. I want you to use Travis Kelce as an inspiration. I want you to use Travis Kelce as motivation to shoot your shot because you never know what can happen. What started off as a friendship bracelet has now ended in an engagement ring. Congratulations to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on their engagement. We have a little pool going around the office right now, trying to guess where the wedding is going to be. We'll talk about this more as the show goes on, because I think I got a really good idea at where this wedding can be. And I'm happy to put my money up in the office pool about where their wedding can possibly be. Let's talk a little bit of Royals baseball in the open today. And yesterday, it was not good. Yesterday was one of the lowest points, I would say, so far this season for the Kansas City Royals. Now, I'm not here to tell you that we have turned out the lights officially on the Royals. I don't think there's any reason to do this. Just yesterday on this show, I said you don't have to sweep the White Sox, but you cannot afford to lose the series. Well, they still have a chance to win this series against the Chicago White Sox. So I am not going to flip-flop. I'm not going to change my stance from yesterday. But boy, it is tough to come out and look worse than the Royals did yesterday. It is worse, especially given the magnitude of where you are, to look as lifeless as the Royals did yesterday for an offense that has been red hot of late. Well, they get two hits? That's how many we got? Two gosh darn hits? That's what the Royals did yesterday. It was bad. But you know what? That's baseball. You're going to have some highs and you're going to have some lows. The Royals have to win this series against the White Sox. You are in a playoff push. The one thing you cannot afford to do is to lose games to teams like the White Sox and give up ground to teams like the White Sox. Denny Matthews said it perfectly yesterday. We are past the it's a marathon, not a sprint. No, it is a sprint. Labor Day is on Monday. Football season is here. There ain't a lot of time left in the baseball season. So while you still got to take care of business against your Philadelphias, your Seattles, and Clevelands, you certainly got to take care of advantage against the Angels and the White Sox. And that's how you make the postseason. I don't care how you get to 86 or 87 wins. I really don't care. But the easiest way to get to 86 or 87 wins is by beating up on the Chicago White Sox. So, quite simple. The Royals got to play better than they did yesterday. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. The Royals have to play better than they did yesterday against the Chicago White Sox if they want to make this thing a reality. You are the underdog. You are playing from behind. You can't afford to give up what are deemed to be easy gimme wins against the Chicago White Sox. You already have made things difficult for yourself by a difficult month of June. You also have made it difficult by just seemingly showing an inability to beat any team with a pulse. You are playing a team that doesn't have a pulse. You got to pummel the Chicago White Sox. So you are allowed to lose one game to them in this series. Again, you don't have to sweep the Chicago White Sox. You cannot at this stage in the season afford to lose a series to the Chicago White Sox. You have to win these next two games, especially when you got the Tigers coming back into town and you have performed very poorly against teams in the same caliber as the Detroit Tigers. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about football, the on-the-field portion of it. There is really one thing that I'm looking forward to as we see the rosters narrow down to 53 men. I'll tell you what that is. Keep it right here, so drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, there's a lot of football that I want to get into. We are waiting for the official 53-man roster for the Kansas City Chiefs. I tell you guys this, sometimes you guys just prove that you like football a lot more than I like football, and I love it. I have given my life to talking about football. That's how I pay the bills. That's how I support my family. That's how I support myself. I don't have it in me to be on here arguing about Asa Pohl. I don't have it in me. I don't know how you guys have it in you to argue about the Chiefs' fifth string running back. You guys amaze me with the things that you care about and you don't care about. There's one thing that I'm looking forward to with the Chiefs' 53-man roster. I'm really intrigued by what happens with Elijah Mitchell today. Rob, to my understanding, as of right now, he is on the team, correct? And we are waiting to see what happens. I don't know if Elijah Mitchell is going to be on the team or not on the team. But there were reports and rumors that the Chiefs were dipping their toe in the running back room. We know Breshard Smith is making the team. We obviously know about Isaiah Pacheco. We know about Kareem Hunt. They have already made the decision. They are moving on from Carson Steele. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. That Carson Steele thing, I mean, it ended almost as quickly as it began. So right now, the question is Elijah Mitchell going to make the team, or are the Chiefs going to make a small trade to pick up a running back, or are they going to claim one of these backs that recently got waived? I know Damian Martinez, he went to Miami, didn't he, Rob? Damian Martinez was available. The Chiefs did a little bit of recon and research on him. He actually went three selections before Breshard Smith. You would have to assume that that is a running back that they know that they might end up being interested in. We just have to see how things play themselves out. That's the most interesting thing to me today about the 53-man roster. I'm seeing a lot of these draft people online. They're very mad about Asa Pohl. How could he not make the team? I'm telling you right now, if Asa Pohl is on the team and he's in the game, something went terribly wrong for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm telling you, something went wrong. Very wrong if he's in at tackle for the Chiefs. When they spent a first-round pick on a left tackle, their second-highest-paid player is a right tackle, and right now their most expensive backup is a swing tackle that could play left or right tackle. I don't have it in you to argue about their fifth or I don't have it in me. I really don't. If you got it, great. Again, you guys just like football a little bit more than I like football, and that's okay. The other thing that I want to talk about, and something that I've noticed with the Chiefs, that I don't think the Chiefs get nearly enough credit for. It is amazing to me how many Chiefs players that they have gotten major contributions from during this run that seemingly don't work anywhere else outside of Kansas City. I'm sure if I made a list and I told you guys, hey, rattle off a bunch of names that you think have contributed to the Chiefs winning a Super Bowl. Some of you would put Sky Moore on the list. Sky Moore caught a Super Bowl touchdown. Some of you would put Kadarius Toney on that list. Some of you would put MVS. There's a bunch of different players that obviously have a piece of you winning a championship. It is the ultimate team sport. Like, Mahomes ain't out there doing it by himself. You need other people to do their job. It is amazing how many players that the Chiefs have had over the course of the last 4 or 5 seasons that have left the nest and don't work at all anywhere else. I mean, Kadarius Toney had one of the biggest special teams play in the history of the Super Bowl and basically just fell off the face of the earth after that play. He has never worked from a football perspective anywhere else other than Kansas City. He didn't really work at Florida. He didn't work for the Giants. And the Chiefs just got one of the biggest special teams plays out of that individual. And then when he left Kansas City, I don't know what he's doing right now. I just saw MVS has gotten cut. MVS has played for, what, 3 teams in the last 2 seasons? He has seemingly not worked anywhere else but in Kansas City. Mecole Hardman, he caught the game-winning touchdown in the most recent Super Bowl win for the Kansas City Chiefs. A big play, a play that Mecole Hardman will be able to sign autographs for that picture for the rest of his life. Mecole Hardman will probably turn out to be Danon Hughes one day, and he'll be on the Chiefs radio network. Mecole Hardman will be able to live a very, very good life because he was a part of a very special play in Chiefs history. He couldn't get on the field with the Jets and then just got cut today by the Green Bay Packers. He has never worked anywhere outside of Kansas City. They've made it work with those guys. You know how remarkable that is? There have been very, very few players that have left the Kansas City Chiefs in the last handful of years that you think back that the Chiefs made a mistake on and or shouldn't have gotten rid of. You guys talk about L'Jarius Sneed like he was a shutdown number one corner. He has not done anything since leaving Kansas City. He hasn't been healthy since leaving Kansas City. We'll see what he does this year on the Titans team. I was just sitting back and I was going through it, and now we see the 53-man roster. Tato Passanio got cut today. Like, we can go up and down the list. Derek Nottie was just a free agent this offseason. He was a free agent. He signed with the Jets. The Jets, basically, they were about to cut him and just gave him back to the Chiefs. That's the second year in a row that's happened with the New York Jets, that they just gave up on a former Chiefs player. It is amazing to me how the Chiefs have gotten so much contribution from guys that the rest of the NFL just can't seem to make it work.
I saw this tweet earlier, and I want to credit the person. I believe it was Chase Snyder. I believe that's how you say his name. You know, congratulations to him for having this tweet that I grabbed my eye. He pointed this out. Let's rehash, and it fits with your point perfectly. Let's rehash the 2023 Chiefs wide receivers. Rashee Rice, good player. Me and you sometimes disagree about the level of player he is, but that's fine. Here's everyone after Rashee Rice. Sky Moore, traded for peanuts. MVS has been on 3 teams, by the way. Not just cut today, 3 teams. Kadarius Toney, who you went over. Mecole Hardman, who you went over, cut today. And their final wide receiver in 2023, Justin Watson, who right now is listed on the depth chart as the 5th wide receiver in Houston. Just to really highlight and really illuminate your point, the wide receivers that won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs in 2023 is Rashee Rice, and the rest of the group is just nothing. They find a way to get the most out of those guys, and it's like what's the quote from Moneyball where Brad Pitt's talking to David Justice? He says, I want to get the last little bit of baseball out of your life. It seems like that's what the Chiefs do. I want to get the last little bit of football you got left in those legs, and then we're going to move on, and there's almost nothing left. Anyone heard from Juan Thornhill since he left Kansas City? Daniel Sorensen, I know he got signed somewhere. He went from cult hero to dislike to somewhere else to out the league. It happens fast. The Chiefs get the most out of a player, and that player's career basically ends the minute they leave those doors.
I mean, the text line is just making different players. I mean, Damian Williams is one of those players. Daniel Sorensen is one of those players. Like, we could probably create a team for the most part of guys that by far and away their best brand of football happened with the Chiefs, and for whatever reason, whether it was a trade, whether it was this thing, whatever it ended up being, they ended up leaving Kansas City. Sure, they have not shot 100% from the field. Someone makes the point. Charvarius Ward turned out to be a good player. Mitch Morse turned out to be a good player. They didn't need Mitch Morse. They drafted a potential Hall of Fame center to replace Mitch Morse. So, hey, good luck to Mitch Morse. He absolutely has turned out to be a good player, but you don't feel like you made a mistake by letting Mitch Morse go. Charvarius Ward, you then continued to get better at the cornerback position. So even though you have let some guys go who have turned out to be good players, Pro Bowl caliber players, it still worked out for you. You don't look back and think that you made a mistake with Mitch Morse or Charvarius Ward. Someone on the text line says, does making it work, is that just a credit to Mahomes and Reed? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what dynasties do. We saw Danny Amendola away from the New England Patriots, and it really worked. Like, we could go through countless numbers of guys that we now think back through the Patriots dynasty that, for whatever reason, they just worked on that team and in that system. Danny Woodhead, James White. James White, I think, should have won Super Bowl MVP that year. James White was incredible in the second half of that game. I mean, I get why they gave it to Brady, but James White was cooking. Do we think that Julian Edelman is Julian Edelman if he's not on the New England Patriots? Like, there was just a group of guys that just in this system, in this scheme, it just ended up working. They ended up just getting the absolute most out of that player's ability. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it in the least bit. One of the players that I think fits this is Carson Steele. Man, that Carson Steele thing, it's going to be one of those things. You know, we were talking about last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, you just had to be there for it. Man, that 3 weeks of Carson Steele content, that's a lot of fun. We were learning about Carson Steele. He had hair like Thor. He had a pet alligator. Be honest, going into week one of last season, you were excited about Carson Steele. I was kind of excited about Carson Steele. I remember the arguments I was making. He was a very good player in the MAC. He was a very productive player at UCLA. The Chiefs got him as an undrafted guy. You had a reason to think that, hey, maybe you found something with Carson Steele. It wasn't outside the realm of possibility that you found something. And that lasted about 10 carries. That didn't last very long. He put that first fumble on the ground. I think everybody was like, all right. It was like a post-carry clarity is what it was. I had to make sure I said that correctly. It was a post-carry clarity is what he had. He got that one. And it's like, hey, man, all right, hey, do you know what? We got to quit this. We got to stop doing this. We don't want anything to do with this ever. So good luck to Carson Steele. Maybe he ends up coming back on the practice squad. I think the Chiefs would certainly like to have him back on the practice squad if he makes it. Yeah, it makes sense. You lose a running back. He knows the system. He knows the scheme. A little versatility. Can play fullback for you. I don't have any issues with Carson Steele coming back, but if you can't make this running back room, there ain't many running back rooms in the NFL you can make. Like, if you're the odd man out in the Chiefs running back room, you just might not be an NFL back. You might just be a practice squad guy, which, hey, it's good money in being in the practice squad. But the Carson Steele experiment, Rob, unfortunately has come to an end. So I don't know if you bought any Crocky J memorabilia from last year. Remember, they were selling, like, merch. It was a nice little wave. We're going to talk about Carson Steele like he's Casey Printers. We're going to talk about him like he's Weston Dressler. That's how we're going to talk. Lance Long. 5-10 years from now, when we're going back and we're talking about some of the great training camp heroes, some of the great, do you know, ball Chiefs fans? Some of you, one of you listening right now has a Carson Steele jersey. I know you do. I know you got a Carson Steele jersey. You need to keep that. That's going to be real memorabilia. Coming up in a few years. It really is going to be very serious memorabilia. He had a wave for a short period of time. The wave is over, but he had a wave for a short time. So good luck to Carson Steele. I don't think he's going to get picked up anywhere. I don't think he's going to get claimed off waivers. I do think that he'll be back in some capacity with the Chiefs on the practice squad. I think we'll find that out in the next couple of days.
It was really a wild time. I think in a weird way, Carson Steele kind of personified the Chiefs Twitter and Chiefs social media and how they feel about players, because the idea is you're just dipped in Chiefs red and gold and you turn out with glory, because he was productive in the preseason, but you were a little bit more on the bandwagon than I was with Carson Steele. And I remember thinking to myself,
you're right,
guys, it's the preseason, it's training camp, he's a training camp hero, we should all settle down, this, that, and the other. And it was, no, they found another one. Sometimes guys are UDFAs because they don't have it. And I do think he'll make it through waivers. And there's a chance one day he's a fullback on this team. There's no reason that maybe in 3 to 5 years he can't be this team's Michael Burton or this team's Anthony Sherman. But to be a full-time running back, that was just never in the cards for Carson Steele. It was truly a wave. Basically, up until, I can't remember if Kareem Hunt played in that Falcons game, but basically the Falcons
fumbled,
game,
yeah, that was the end
was over.
It
was done.
And that was like the second week of the season.
I think it was like, what, week three or four? Like Pacheco got hurt. He came in. Oh, here we go. And then he fumbled and it was over.
Yeah, one game he was actually fine. And then they gave him an opportunity. He fumbled early in the game. I believe they then put Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt had a little bit more juice than I think you and I expected. And then that was the end of Carson Steele. He was never really a factor in the Chiefs offense after that point. I want to play this audio for you guys. I am starting to think that quite possibly I was wrong about something. I got a text from a good friend who covers the Cowboys, and he told me that he doesn't believe that Micah Parsons is going to play in week one of the NFL season. I was like, really? He was like, they are very, very far apart. I was like, huh, interesting. It was funny that I got this text in the middle of watching the Cowboys doc. I'm more than halfway through with it. It is incredible. Let me give you a quick segue about the Cowboys doc. People would talk about it like it's The Last Dance if it had happened during a different time. Like, part of why we all love The Last Dance so much is there was nothing else going on. Imagine if The Last Dance had come out in October in 2022. Sure, people would have loved it. It's a documentary about Michael Jordan and the Bulls, so people would have obviously had nostalgic feelings about it. Man, it came out when there was nothing else going on. We was treating that like it was NFL playoff games. We were treating that like it was Sunday night football. That is a major reason why people feel the way about The Last Dance that they feel. That's how they would feel about this Cowboys doc if it had flopped. It's been incredible. Hearing the stories from Troy Aikman, hearing the stories from Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, it has been an A-plus watch. I cannot endorse it any more than I have. I'm telling you, it is A-plus. It is a must-watch to me before the football season. The storytelling, the way they're taking you back to those very important Cowboys and Niners games and how they got Charles Haley, it is an A-plus watch. So, back to present day. My friend texts me and says, I don't think that Micah Parsons is playing week one of the NFL season. Carrington, they are not close on a deal. And then I hear this from Adam Schefter. Listen to this.
Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals were not close to a deal, and they figured something out. If both of those sides can figure something out, that gives me some hope that there's a solution in there somehow for Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. That's the upside. The downside is where they're currently at. They're currently in a state where the two sides have had absolutely zero discussions about a new deal since Jerry and Micah had their off-season meetings in late March, early April.
Late March, early April. It's August. You guys haven't been talking? Wait. Time out. You want me to think that Jerry has been talking to everybody about Micah Parsons? Fox News, Pat McAfee, Stephen A. Smith. Jerry Jones has talked to everybody about Micah Parsons, but he refuses to talk to Micah Parsons or his agent? Jerry, what's going on? I was reading a story earlier today. Did you know that it actually is a violation of the CBA? Jerry Jones is not supposed to talk directly to Micah Parsons about his deal, yet all he's done is go on TV and mad at the agent. You can't do that. What's wrong with the Cowboys? They're not normal. They're not like the rest of us. I can't really explain this. Me talking has started Siri. I don't know what's happened with my phone. I don't know what's happened. I just started talking and it like fired up a podcast. I swear to you. I don't even know how this happened. I've never listened to NPR News first on my phone. That's never happened in my entire life. I apologize. I don't even know if you guys can hear that or not. I just started hearing a voice out of nowhere. Not very, very odd. But no, it's a violation of the CBA that he cannot talk to Micah Parsons directly about his contract and try to circumvent the agent. But yet he's been complaining and saying that why is there a third party? Because there has to be, Jerry. Am I falling for the hoodwink? I keep going back and forth on this soap opera. Like, history tells me that Micah Parsons is going to sign a deal here very, very soon. But everybody is telling me, close personal friends, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, everybody is telling me that they are not close to a deal. They need to be close to a deal. They play the Eagles next Thursday. I don't know how they beat the Eagles without Micah Parsons. I'm serious. I have no clue how they beat the Eagles without Micah Parsons. I mean, they might lose to him with them on the field, but man, you at least give yourself a chance. This Cowboys thing, it feels all tangled up, and it just didn't have to be. This is the most obvious contract negotiation in the world. He's one of the three best defensive players, three best pass rushers in the league. How are they letting this thing get so jumbled up, Rob? What's going on here?
Honestly, the reaction I had to hearing that audio is exactly what you said. Why has Jerry Jones been on this media tour about this contract saying weirdo stuff like the Little Rascals and Mommy and Daddy? And we get video on social media at training camp of, you know, Jerry's in the tower watching practice and Parsons on the field and he's leaning down talking to Micah. And it's all been the fact that they are not speaking about the contract and haven't since April only adds a level of weirdness. Like, I've been pretty steadfast the way you have. These deals get done. Do I think it's a long-term deal? Maybe not. Do I think it's a come-back-to-work deal and then you're a free agent in 2026, kind of like what happened to Trey Hendrickson? Probably, but I'm thinking more and more that Micah Parsons is not playing in Philadelphia. I'm thinking more and more that what's the league minimum? Le'Veon Bell taught us the number. He has to play six games, right? I'm thinking more and more Micah Parsons is playing six. I mean, if you haven't talked since April and your owner's on a world tour to tell everyone who will listen that he doesn't like the way negotiations are happening when there aren't even negotiations happening, I don't know that relationship gets repaired. It feels fractured beyond repair. And if it's fractured beyond repair, Micah's sitting at 11 and going to play just six.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let us know what you think about this Adam Schefter story from Pat McAfee that the Cowboys and Micah Parsons, they have not had conversations since April about his contract. It seems very, very problematic as the season is rapidly approaching. I want to play a news story for you guys here very quickly, and we'll get back to very serious football things coming up in a bit. Today is FanDuel Futures Day. I'll look through it, and I'll give you guys some of my favorite futures that you can place a bet on today. I honestly didn't know that people ate at this place until this week. Sometimes things become controversies magically on my timeline, and I'm confused at how they have become a controversy. So Cracker Barrel, I don't know if I would call them a popular restaurant, but they are a restaurant. They have changed their logo. People don't like the logo change. Here's the story.
Cracker Barrel is acknowledging mistakes and rolling out its rebranding campaign that has sparked a fierce public backlash. "We could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be," the family restaurant chain says in a new statement. Earlier this month, the company replaced its logo, featuring this character known as Uncle Herschel, in place since the 1970s, with this sleek, minimalistic logo.
Cracker Barrel needs to feel like the Cracker Barrel for today and for tomorrow.
But many customers and investors weren't buying it. Cracker Barrel stock plummeted after the announcement, the company losing $94 million in market value last Thursday. The company saying, "While our logo and remodels may be making headlines, our bigger focus is still right where it belongs, in the kitchen and on your plate. Uncle Herschel will still be on our menu, on our road signs, and featured in our country store. He's not going anywhere. He's family." It's not just the logo changing. The restaurant's interior design is getting spruced up with more comfortable chairs and sleeker decor. But the company vowing to keep the rocking chairs, fireplace, and games.
All right. If you eat a Cracker Barrel, great. I can't really give too much commentary on Cracker Barrel because I don't think I've eaten there since before Y2K. I don't really have that strong of opinion. The advice that I would give Cracker Barrel as a company is you guys need to figure out a way to make your restaurant seem cool. You know what Chili's has done a really good job of late? They've made their restaurant seem cool. You know why Applebee's people still go? Remember they started doing the $1 margaritas? Applebee's has seemingly always seemed to be like a cool place to hang out and go and hang out with your family. I don't think people view Cracker Barrel that way. I don't think they view it that way. Waffle House still remains very culturally relevant. Waffle House is like a cool place to go after the club, after the bars. Hey, we're hungry. It's 1 a.m. Where can we get a good meal? We can go to Waffle House. Cracker Barrel, that's the problem. The problem ain't the logo. The problem is the rest of us don't think that your restaurant is that cool. I honestly can't remember the last time I went there. Rob, when's the last time you went to Cracker Barrel? When's the last time that you and your wife woke up and you were hungry and said, "Hey, you know where I want to go? I want to take my wife to Cracker Barrel today."
I had not met my wife last time I went to Cracker Barrel. I think I was in high school.
That logo was trash. I don't know if you've seen the new logo or not. It looked like something ChatGPT made. That's what it looked like. It was bad. Cracker Barrel, I'm just telling you. That would be my advice. I'm giving you free PR advice. You need to do something that A, is affordable for families, and B, makes your place sound cool to go to. Makes your place sound cool. People still think IHOP is cool. No one thinks that your place is a fun place to be. That talking about rocking chairs. Bro, I'm not trying to go. I'm not hanging out there. Absolutely not. Coming up on the other side today is FanDuel Futures Day. I'll give you a couple. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, today is FanDuel Futures Day. So if you plan on looking ahead in the National Football League calendar, today is the best day to do that over on FanDuel. Go on there. They're doing boost all day. Get yourself a little bang for your buck and go from there. I'm going to give you a couple of bets that I really like for the year. They have a small parlay. Rob, I hopped on this today. Titans to win more than 5 games. Patriots to win more than 7 games. It was plus 185. You could put the boost on it and add the 50% to it. Great odds to me. I really like Tennessee in that division. You got to take a chance when it comes to NFL predictions. I know that we all think the same 7 teams are going to be good. They were good last year, so they'll be good this year, even though we know that's not how the NFL works. I think that Tennessee is improved at a lot of really important positions. I think Tennessee is going to be a much better team. I like Tennessee to actually be kind of competitive in the AFC South and be a possible surprise team in the AFC. And the Patriots, I just think they have a much higher floor than last year. I don't think they're winning the division. I'm not ready to go that far when it comes to New England. But if you want to take one that I took earlier today, check the future specials. Titans more than 5.5 or more than 5 wins. Patriots more than 7 wins. You can get that at plus 185 and sprinkle in one of those boosts with it, and you can really get things going. Rob, win totals. You know I've been telling you this entire time that I like the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to be a much better team than people think. There is not a team in the league that has improved more at coach and quarterback than the Raiders. Two teams that I grabbed not a lot on to have a winning record this season. I grabbed a little bit on Carolina, and I grabbed a little bit on Las Vegas. I think Bryce Young really turned the corner in the second half of the season. I think the Raiders are just, I think they're going to be a real football team this year. Significant improvement at head coach, significant improvement at quarterback, running back, best tight end in the National Football League. I think the Raiders are going to be a much better football team. You can get Carolina at plus 135 to win at least 8 games this year. You can get plus 145 for the Raiders to win at least 8 games this year. And make sure you're sprinkling in with a little bit of boost to give yourself some better odds. Rob, those are 3 bets that I like so far as I was kind of messing around on the app earlier today. Who are some teams that you like long-term? Who are some teams that you project to be pretty good this season?
So I actually am on a team that I think most people are not on this year, and I'm taking the over on Vikings wins. The Vikings number, I believe, depending on where you get it, is either 8.5 or 9, depending on where you get it. I was actually just looking it up on my phone to see what number you have. It has been a popular, hey, fade the Vikings, fade the Vikings. All I've heard all offseason is fade the Vikings, fade them, fade them, fade them. I like to sometimes zig when the people are telling you to zag, because I feel like if Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach, which I think Kevin O'Connell is a good coach, like that's just how I feel about the Minnesota Vikings, then to play the Vikings over is a really smart bet. Like, and you get the boost because it's a FanDuel future day. I'm trying to scroll down and see the number. Yeah, you can get over. The odds are all changed today, but yeah, over 9.5 wins is plus 120. Over 8.5 is minus 140. Play that with a boost today, and you get a really nice number. I like the Vikings. The Patriots number is a little bit cooked to me. It's a little bit high, but I liked the Patriots preseason, and I really like the Dolphins under. Dolphins under is one. The Dolphins just scream of a team that's about to go 4-13 and implode, and we're going to look back in the Mike McDaniel era and be like, that was weirdo behavior, and it was goofy, and it just didn't work. But those are the ones I like. The Patriot one, the Viking one, and the under on the Dolphins are the futures I'm looking at early.
I think the Dolphins one's actually a really, really good one, like a really, really good point about them. I don't maybe think they'll be as bad as you think they'll be this season, but this does have soft reset season kind of written all over them. Mike McDaniel doesn't make it to the end of the year. Tyreek Hill gets traded at the end of the season, and we got really serious questions about what they want to do at quarterback. I'm with you. It is funny how the Dolphins offense, I would say maybe, 18 months ago, we looked at them as kind of being one of the better offenses in the National Football League. And now I'm with you. I don't hear a lot of buzz around the Dolphins heading into this season. I don't really know if there's reason to have a lot of buzz around them heading into this season. They're a team that I don't really have much interest in the Miami Dolphins heading into this season.
They just, and I might have them worse than the average team, and that's fine. Whatever. So it goes. It just feels like, man, they have big, it'll blow up in everyone's face energy, and they've made a couple late additions. Like, whenever you're signing a corner, to really help your secondary after the Jalen Ramsey trade on cutdown day. That just screams of problematic to me. I don't like the Dolphins. Like I said, I like the Vikings a lot more than everyone else. I just think Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. I think they have a really good roster. I think their defense might be one of the best in the league. We don't talk about their defense one of the best in the league, but it's a top 10 type of defense. And because they didn't win the division, they get an easier schedule. And I think Kevin O'Connell is really good. So those are the two that I would really, really hit. I want to hit the Patriots, but their number's weird. Like it's set a little bit higher than I'd like.
Yeah, I think the Patriots number is a little bit too high. That's why I kind of like them. If I can get them to win just 7 games this year, I like their number a lot more. I will say some of the more like obvious parlays, today is the time to do it. Like you can do a parlay where you basically get 2-1 odds on both the Chiefs and the Bills winning their division. You remember we had the topic a couple of weeks ago. If you had to guarantee what teams are going to make the playoffs this year, I'd bet on Kansas City and Buffalo, and I wouldn't bet on anybody else. You can get that right now at plus money for both of those teams to win the division. I'm still not convinced that another team can win the AFC West. And to me, the only other team that you can realistically entertain winning the AFC East outside of Buffalo is who? New England? You and I think that that's too high of a number. I don't think there's any other team in the AFC East that I think can win double-digit games. I could see another team winning double-digit games in the AFC West. I mean, we saw that last year. I can't see any other team in that AFC East winning double-digit games. So, again, some of the parlays that you want to create, if you want to give yourself a little bit of a boost, or if you like a team to be in the Super Bowl conversation and want to give yourself a little bit extra juice to do it, today on FanDuel Futures Day is the day to do it. I'm going to go back on the app a little bit later and think about putting something down. You know, I like Green Bay this year. I think Green Bay finally kind of has the weapons to put everything together and be a team that can win their division, be a team that can be a one seed in the AFC. So today is the day on the FanDuel app if you want to go ahead and place a wager and get ready for the start of the NFL season. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Josh Vernier. Here's how we're going to do it. I know cutdown comes up at 3. We won't find out immediately at 3. We're going to be joined by Vern. When we get the 53-man roster, we'll break it down. We're going to have Joshua Briscoe come on in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll take a closer look at the Chiefs schedule. Chiefs fans, we got you. Today is cutdown day. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.